I think the most important thing I've done in my very short sort of time in research so far is that I've improved the methods that are currently used for distinguishing fish bones that have been deposited by people from those deposited by natural processes. So that's including so natural kill off, anything that might be fluvially formed, so by water, and any deposited by other animals. And that was part of my PhD research. And it's really important that we distinguish those two methods of deposition on archaeological sites, because if we assume, and it quite often has been the case, that we've assumed that fish bones have been deposited by people, then we come up with all kinds of wrong conclusions about how people were fishing, what kinds of fish they were eating, and quite importantly, seasonal movement of people. So that we can tell what season people were fishing by what season the fish died in, and we can understand that by looking at the vertebrae and the other elements of fish that are like tree rings, and so they have seasonal growth lines. So I think that's the main thing that I've contributed to archaeology so far. I can't understate enough the value of going out and spreading our knowledge, because at the end of the day, or for me at least, that's the only reason I'm doing it. There's absolutely no point doing research and keeping it to yourself and keeping it in tight circles where, in some cases, there's only about 10 people in the country that even understand what you're talking about, because we end up making up all these new terms and complex themes that to be explored, when really what we're wanting to know about is our own heritage. And if we know about our heritage, it's not just ours, it's everybody's. It's about everyone in the local area knowing about where they came from, and learning about how we can understand that and what we do to work those things out. So I would say the value of communicating archaeology to both students and wider audiences is huge. Okay, well, the tool that, or piece of equipment that I most use in my research is the Fishbone Reference Collection. And this is a collection of modern fish skeletons that have been collected from known sources. So we often know exactly where they've come from, how old they were, and in what season they were caught. And we deflesh those, so we remove all the soft parts, and we end up with a nice skeleton in a plastic box. And those are just crucial in identifying any fish bones that have been recovered from archaeological sites. And we do that on comparison. And up until very recently, that's been the sort of best method for doing that, and in most cases still is, although we are developing sort of more scientific techniques for doing so. But you can't look at an archaeological fish collection and identify it without a really good reference collection, so it's absolutely an integral part of my research.